This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding down on a Tuesday. Happy 610 day as well. 713-572-4610. Keep texting them in, man. Text in your favorite moments, man. It's a bunch of moments I forgot about. But, yeah, happy 610 day to everyone. Mm-hmm. And before we get started, I gotta do this, man. Rest in peace to one of my favorite people, my favorite musicians, Sly Stone.
Absolutely.
Sly and the Family Stone. So he passed away yesterday at the age of 82. And still to this day, like, that's like one of my go-to people to listen to, man.
Shelf life.
Yeah. Like we talked about the other day, who you can listen to for 3 hours straight. Yeah. Sly and the Family, so I can listen to that group 3 hours straight without turning anything.
Man. Yeah, and the thing about Sly is that Sly also was the genesis for a lot of other people. Like, there's a lot of other artists that follow very much in line as, like, sonic, sonic children of sorts from his sound. And then you talk, that's before you even go back to the fact that he was a DJ before, like an actual radio DJ that broke a decent amount of artists in that space as well. And then also just, not just broke them, like became a producer and went and like got those folks making records. Like, Sly in the music industry is a absolute giant.
Funky, man. Just his music was just funk.
You darn right it was.
Yeah.
You darn right it was.
So in honor of him, man, throughout the mixtape, I'ma just play some Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, cool.
I'ma replace this music right here.
I think we'll all approve.
There we go. Get a little funky right here, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to the legend right here. As I continue on the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. So I think I'm going to play it, man.
All right.
I'm going to play.
We have a decision. The clip.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to just do it.
Just blame the people, because the people really did speak overwhelmingly and wanting
you
to hear
this. You know what? I'm going to take this on the chin.
Okay, good for you.
The people spoke, and the people said they want to hear it. If Seth get mad at me, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that for y'all. I ain't going to throw y'all under the bus, man. I'm a man up to it.
Man, it'd be real sad when they have to wire your jaw shut, but I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, I'll be back here doing the mixtape still on some Kanye West type, speaking through the wire. But so one of the moments that a lot of people love for some reason was Seth Payne and Mike Meltzer, who was on the morning show here. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about this, man, this show you how long ago it was. They were arguing about Osuna. Remember Osuna?
Roberto Osuna.
My brain immediately goes to Marcel Osuna.
I was like not his biggest fan either.
Yeah, and I think that was the big conversation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had some issues going on with DV and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is how the conversation went. And remember, it was Paul Gallant was in here too, man. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of the third wheel. And so you'll hear his voice a little bit, and then you'll hear him at the very end. So here's the clip that everybody want to hear, including me. Mad Radio, Unbearable.
Mike, if Roberto Osuna has to go back and get a job in somewhere other than professional athletics, then so be it. But, then the public policy of losing, oh no, don't punish him too harshly, because then other athletes won't report.
Again, that's not what I'm saying. And we talked about this exact topic on the air.
I forgot we talked about it.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable talk about this stuff. You make it unbearable. God.
Because
you make this stuff unbearable. Yes, because the way you do this, it makes it unfreaking bearable. God.
All right, well, it's a stupid
point. It makes it unbearable.
I understand, it's unbearable. State
yes,
your point.
It's unbearable. Because my point is, if you don't give anybody a second chance for domestic violence, you know what's going to happen? Then stuff like Ray Rice will never get out there. Why were those women ever reported if Ray Rice never plays in the NFL?
Did she report that?
Yes, she did.
It was on camera.
God.
Mike,
you make it unfreaking bearable. God, you make it unbearable to talk with you every day. It's crazy. Yes, it's unbearable, man. It's
unbearable.
Yes, like
you're in law school, man. Figure it out.
It's Mad Radio Sports Radio 6.
Yeah,
that's one of those where you should not be laughing.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
When I first played it before the show, I'm thinking like, let me just hear. Man, I was like man,
uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know what my favorite part of it is? Like, it's not actually the strife of any of this, because, I mean, I don't really like that necessarily.
But I'm saying, yeah.
The part that I absolutely love is how hard Mike Meltzer hits the bearable part. It's not that it's unbearable. It's unbearable.
Yeah.
It really hits that B real strong.
Yeah.
That it is a quaint kind of little, I don't know, just a little twitch in his delivery there. That became funny to me as he kept saying it over and over
and
again.
And how many times did he say it?
I forgot. Somebody actually took count how many times he said it. Definitely over. It had to be like over
15.
Yeah, definitely over 15. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then Paul Gallant at the end. Sports Radio 610. We'll be back.
Been there. Like Figgy, have you been there where you just like, oh,
yeah.
Whether it's like disconnected from your talent or whatever, you just like, oh, this is me now.
Yeah,
I'm the person that has to talk.
Or have you been there when two people were sitting there arguing and you?
Oh, it's the worst.
Literally in the middle.
Yeah,
like you not in the argument, but you standing there.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I'm gonna be honest here. I have one. I can do you one better. I was in the place, and I think I might have told you guys this story, where one of my homeboys got whipped by his moms in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just stare like, what am I supposed to do, walk away from this?
Yeah, you can't.
But also, I'm here in the same room. What am I supposed to do? Like, if I move, she'll see me. Does that mean I'm now in the whooping too? Like, it was just very uncomfortable. So, like, no. I have a small understanding of the way that feels.
And now we go to break. That's all you can do. It's like,
salute to Seth Payne.
Wow.
I think,
Sorry, I should not. Should I read? I shouldn't. But I'm going to read it anyways. Mm-hmm. Irresponsible 832. Ozuna hit the B real strong too. Okay, all right.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Where is he at, by the way? His career just over, ain't it?
I would have to believe so.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Well, that brought out a crazy legendary disagreement.
610 moments.
Legendary.
Yep. So happy 610 day. I think this is going to tick off Reggie a little bit right here.
Oh.
So a legendary producer by the name of Timberland,
he's
launching a new AI entertainment company called Stage Zero.
Boo this man.
And you know what else he's doing? He has an AI artist.
I think I've seen people doing this.
Yeah. He has an AI artist by the name of Tata. T-A-T-A, Tata. And a lot of people are very upset with this, especially people that are actually working in the music industry.
Yes, and they should be.
Yeah.
They absolutely should be. How do you feel about this?
I'm a little upset with it, but I think I'm at a point where AI's here. I don't think there's anything you could really do about it.
Yeah.
And I think as far as fans, I think if they make a hit song, I don't think people are going to give a damn. It's not like people
This is a tough one, because I am all about what AI can bring. This is the proverbial slippery slope. People,
when it comes to creativity,
people bleed for their art. You know, they sweat and bleed for their art. And you're going to press a button?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am this is where it's very easy for me. Like, no.
Yeah. This is one where I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this.
But see, the thing, if this artist come up with a hit song and it's popular everywhere.
Oh, it'll be popular.
Like, I think it's nothing we can really do about that, because the listener, the average listener, ain't going to give a damn what it is as long as it's a slap.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and inherently because of the way that it's going to be generated, this is exactly what's going to be. Derivative.
No, sure.
It's going to be derivative, and I don't think, I mean, look, there have been things that have been derivative all through our musical, you know, lineage.
Existence,
what have you.
Yeah.
It's still going to be there, and there's songs that go up. I don't think you're going to find, like, the truest, highest quality of art or the things that really are become like masterpieces through derivative AI generated music.
And this is why
it has to be
you.
Based off of something else.
This is not going to be something new. It's going to be made from something else. It's not going to be some ingenious new production or idea or voice. It's going to be made up of, as you say, derived from others.
But see,
that's the slippery slope.
But see, it's one thing if it's somebody like me that's just doing this. But if you had somebody like Timberland, who's a legendary music producer who is going to be behind all of this too, so he's putting his input on what AI should do too. So it's going to be a little tricky, man. It's going to be a little tricky.
It is.
The 402 texted, "Can the AI be any worse than Magoo?"
Ah, oh, come on, man.
You didn't have to do that to Magoo.
First of all, rest in peace to Magoo.
Yes. Oh, that's right. He passed.
Yeah. Hey, man, we can't do that to him. He wasn't that bad, man.
Well, according
he wasn't
to
that good neither. I just were being honest.
He had a couple things, man. I would not take no Magoo slander.
Not in the mixtape.
On this here program.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Happy 610 day.
Yes, sir.
Lopez, you kind of travel around the country a lot.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, are you a sandwich guy?
Big time. Yeah, always.
So a guy by the name of David Chang on NFL Network, he actually ranked his top five sandwiches in NFL cities.
Oh, I am listening.
David Chang is such a great restaurateur.
I am listening.
Yeah, so I want to see if you agree with some of this.
I'm type this down. You got my interest.
All right, take notes, man.
I am.
So here's David Chang on NFL Network giving us his top five sandwich cities.
Coming in at number five is New York City. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that feels low, don't it?
Listen, I love New York. It is always going to be my home. But outside of a pastrami sandwich, can you say New York really has a sandwich?
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Number four.
That's it.
Listen, The Beef, great TV show.
Okay, Chicago.
Great sandwich. It's you can almost like dip it in the jus if you want to. It's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Chicago, number four. And I will say hot dog is not a sandwich. Three is one of my favorite places to eat in general, New Orleans. You have mofaladas, you have po' boys.
I think I know where we're going here.
One of the richest, most diverse food cities in America, one of the oldest, and you can never go wrong in that city. Just one of the great dining destinations in America. Number two, and it doesn't pains me to talk about because I'm no fan of Philadelphia Eagles. But Philadelphia is truly a wonderland of sandwiches.
Really?
And as much as I love the cheesesteak, I think it's the roast pork that is the true sandwich of Philadelphia. It's got so much going on. The number one sandwich in America in terms of depth and diversity would be Los Angeles, because you have the Mexican influence, you have semitas, you got tortas, you also have the pastrami, you have canters, you got langers, you have all kinds of things. So by the sheer sort of amount of kinds of sandwiches, I'm going to say Los Angeles.
Once we got past three, I was like, never mind, because I was hoping he might put Houston up there, because there was a point in time, I think, the Chronicle had like a question of what would Houston's like signature sandwich be. And the banh mi came up, and I was like, if you consider the banh mi, you could probably have a level of claim to some po' boys here as well. And then the torta as well, you could get in. Like, this is a very diverse food city. Yeah. And I was like, could Houston be knocking in that top five as well?
I respect the thought he put into this. L.A. is very, you know, very much in underrated. The mix. Very much in the mix, underrated because of the tortas and the pastrami and everything that he talked about. I wouldn't put it one, though.
I was kind of shocked that was number one.
I still think New Orleans might be one. New York, too.
Well, New Orleans is a great food city. I think when he makes this a sandwich city, I think that's what hurts.
But muffaletta and po' boys.
Yeah, the po' boys is huge, though.
Yeah, and various kinds of po'. We've been there. We've talked about it. Yeah,
I'd go po' boy is a sandwich, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's a sandwich.
This might be blasphemous. I'm not huge on a muffaletta.
I like them. But I know people that are not crazy. I put New Orleans one, New York two. Probably L.A. 3, and then Philadelphia and Chicago 4th. Because, I mean, it's a good sandwich, but I don't know if I'd make it, you know, that high. I respect that. He explained himself very well.
I mean, he does this for real. Like, I wouldn't blame him. If you had to continue to list Lopez, where would you put Houston?
I think Houston's way up there because of the same reason you're doing L.A.
For sandwiches?
Yeah. Okay. The same reason you're doing L.A. And the other thing that Houston has that you might even put above L.A., barbecue sandwiches. I mean, you've got to mix pulled pork, obviously brisket, chopped brisket. You know what? I think it'd be up two or three. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Someone said Mexican burger.
Yeah.
New Orleans is the best, but French dip is from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they could claim that. I didn't know L.A. owned the torta. Yeah, that was the thing that was a little uncomfortable about. I was like, okay, so we're going to put the
no, that's good. That's a good pull by him.
I mean, very much heavy Mexican influence, but I was like, us too.
But you got that here.
Us as well.
You got that here and the barbecue sandwiches and the Cajun influence or New Orleans influence, whatever you want to. Houston is way up there.
I think the diversity puts Houston up there too, because it's not like they just taking one little side or something. Mm-hmm. They putting a Texas spin to it. Like, same thing with like Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
They just putting their own spin to it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I love David. Like, I legitimately really, really like David Chang and his work. I was very disappointed in him hearing him say that a hot dog is a sandwich. It almost made me invalidate all the things.
I think,
that he's
like
ever
I said,
done.
The guy clearly knows his stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know that one.
He wrong with that one. But that's because hot dogs aren't fine dining. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hot dogs are meant for a 999 challenge, which our guy Sean Pendergast, we have bullied him adequately into that space, and I think he's going to complete it because I believe in his will to win. So I hope he does that on a 6. That would be the perfect cap off to a 6-10 day.
Wow.
Astros win. Lance McCullers Jr. gives you a quality start, and Sean Pendergast completes the 999 challenge. 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
A lot of Mike Tyson opponents had the will to win. They thought they really had the will to win. Then they got punched in the mouth.
And where's the mouth punches is hot dog number 5?
Yeah,
is what
I think
saying?
5's the limit.
Honestly, I think it really is the beer that's the tough part.
Yeah,
like, your stomach gets.
I don't see how people drink that much beer, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I get full one glass of beer or bottle of beer. I'm full.
Yeah, just 9 beers by themselves would be tough for me in a 9-inning game. So, yeah, excited to see what our guy is able to do. And now that we've said it again on the air, I think that makes it legally
binding. Oh, he's got to do it.
I'm pretty
sure
that's how that works. Yeah. Again, Figgy's Mixtape every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right
about
here on
time
Sports Radio 610.
This is Everyday People right
but earlier you played the
song. Yeah, I did. Rest in peace to Sly Stallone. And obviously, very much appreciation to Figgy for the mixtape. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see anything that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right. Coming up next right here on Sports Radio 610, we'll talk with the fellas of The Drive. And also, let's just have some more fun on 610 Day with some more of your moments. We'll talk about that next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.